What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keith on WEEI. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. A lot of talk about Craig Breslow, his inaction yesterday.
Sure.
That's who I blame. You know, I've been Bres pro. If he's not going to do anything, I'm not going to turn around and blame the owner. So he failed yesterday, F minus of a grade. You can discuss what the Red Sox did not do, what they should have done, and whether or not they're about to tank the season, which I know Keith and I both think is in play.
Oh, it's happening.
Based on August the last few years. Cora started pouting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I don't feel great about any of that. We will mix in a couple of football thoughts coming up here.
Ooh.
At 11:45. Drake May, some interesting stuff yesterday when he met with the media. And a new rank. I like my rankings, Keith.
Who doesn't like a ranking?
From ESPN. They ranked all the top coaching staffs. Well, that's not true. They ranked all the coaching staffs.
Them, 1 through 32, some high, some low.
In the NFL, yeah. Where did Mike Vrabel and the rest of the Patriots coaching staff fit in? Probably not as high as you think. So we'll get to that coming up. In the meantime, what do we have for our four-pack today, Billy?
First question, should Craig Breslow be fired if the Sox miss the playoffs?
So, yes, but. So the reason why I say yes, but is because...
my answer is no, but. So I'm curious.
So but it took... They interviewed like 15 people to get to Breslow. People turned it down. So my fear would be if you fire another guy so quickly, you had few candidates before, you're going to have even fewer going further. They'd be like, why do I want that job? You're going to blame me right away.
You're saying they got to like, they got to have an improvement locked up in their back pocket.
Yes. They got to have somebody that they know is the guy, somebody that's maybe in another market that says, I want Boston. Give me like a 8-year deal. That's extreme. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to like make it worth their while. Somebody like a stud type guy to come in here because the candidate pool last time around was garbage. And so you could say, all right, if they're not in on the big fish, that's a Henry problem, meaning it'll be any chief baseball officer's problem. But back-to-back horrible deadlines, and this one highlighted even more just because you're actually in the race.
And the AL is so bad.
Yeah, and then if you end up missing the playoffs, then, I think you should based on how bad this deadline was.
Okay, so tell me who that is, and I can be talked into that.
Okay.
But like a Mets-style, like get David Stearns from the Brewers, that sort of thing?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, like I could be talked into that, honestly. My answer is no, but, he's going to go into next year on the hot seat. Like, I would not fire him based on this, but he goes into next year where he is dead man walking if they are not a team that makes moves in the offseason. That'll be more about ownership. And in the playoffs next year, he would officially be on the clock, and he should be on the clock if they miss the playoffs this year. I mean, even Bloom. We dump on Bloom. I hated Chaim Bloom as a GM. He made the playoffs year two, right? He made the ALCS. That was year two, wasn't
2021,
it?
2021, they made the ALCS.
And
they got Kyle Schwarber.
Which was a move that I liked but did not think would be as impactful as it was.
Well, it didn't have instant results because he was hurt, but he came back a couple of weeks afterwards and then ended up being like a folk hero here.
So, look, I'm very disappointed in Breslow. I don't fire him if they miss the playoffs, but he goes in the next year firmly on the hot seat. And, maybe a dead man walking, but I don't hate your answer. You tell me who the GM is. Stearns, Dombrowski, I mean, I don't think he's coming back here. But, you know, like a high-end GM, if you have that guy lined up, sure, fire Breslow.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather Terry McLaurin or Micah Parsons?
So Terry McLaurin, I thought was just going to end up signing a deal with the Commanders, and then yesterday you find out that he has now demanded a trade.
I still think he's going to sign with the Commanders.
Well,
but
he's demanding a trade, so I think it's like more possible than it was a week ago.
Ayuk demanded a trade.
Yeah. And he got his contract, I guess. So maybe McLaurin will get his contract, but
Debo demanded a trade. He eventually left via free agency, but like...
But there are some interesting odds moving around. Now, you can say sometimes this is just to get the bets going or whatever else, or maybe they have real intel. But they're like, who will Terry McLaurin play for week one? And the Commanders are still the favorite, but that number went way down. Whereas like a week ago, you could bet on it as well, and it was like not even worth betting. And then the Patriots were, for a moment, the second team, and then they flipped with the Raiders. Now the Raiders are like plus whatever to get them, then the Patriots.
So the Pats are third on the list.
Yeah, and they do come to New England next week for joint practices, which would be amazing theater if they just like made a trade.
You think we can score a sit-down? He probably won't be making the trip.
That'd be great. Yeah, maybe. Or if it's a hold-in, maybe he will. Then we get him up to
We had a plan,
up
Keith,
to the blue level.
We had a plan to bring Roman Anthony back from Worcester.
Let's turn our sights to Terry McLaurin.
That never quite came to fruition, yeah. But he came up shortly after that.
Yeah.
Let's turn our sights to Terry McLaurin, a Celtics pride,
yes,
Patriots pride level thing.
When they, speaking of Damon Wayans, another Damon Wayans reference an hour and a half into the show. His name was Lewis Scott in that movie.
So is your answer McLaurin?
So it is. Micah Parsons is a better player. Like, in a vacuum, he's a better player. But I kind of like the Patriots' defense. And I think the bigger need and to really unlock Drake May would be to have Steph Diggs and Terry McLaurin together. So, yeah, give me that.
So McLaurin's really good. I think Madden overrated. We went through the Madden rankings yesterday.
Like sixth, for wideouts.
That's way too high. He's a top 20 receiver, though,
top
in the
20?
NFL.
He might be top 10.
Oh, I don't
top
think
12.
So. I don't think that.
All right, you're going to have to come up with 20 guys then that are better than him.
He had a great year last year.
He's had several great years in a row.
He's
consistent.
He had by far his best year last year.
He
touchdown
finally had a quarterback.
Wise.
Yeah. You know, he never had a quarterback.
So I think my answer is Micah Parsons. And let me illustrate it this way. Rewind to before the draft. We were talking about trading the number 4 pick for Parsons and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give up the number 4 pick for McLaurin.
No.
Okay. So to me,
no.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Parsons is just such a better player.
But that was also before they had gotten like Milton Williams and Harold Landry and Robert Spillane. Like, none of those guys are Micah Parsons, but they really did add to their defense.
I would have done all that, yeah, right up until the draft.
No, true. But their receiving core, like seeing it, like, okay, like, you know, Booty and Pop Douglas are making a play here or there. So I just think McLaurin would be better.
McLaurin's
for the team.
A bigger need. He's a better fit.
Yeah.
Parsons is such a better player.
Yeah,
it's fine. Not funny. That's so fine. My answer would be Parsons. It was your girl Russini who had the report today that he might request a trade.
Okay. Well.
So what do you think? He's about to sign a long-term extension?
Max deal right now.
Yep.
Huge deal.
Okay, I would answer that one, Parsons. What's next, Billy?
What is the best concert you've ever gone to?
I would probably say, and not just because of recent events, but when I saw Ozzy Osbourne in concert, he was good, and I've mentioned this on the radio before, but prior to him was both Mudvayne and Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
That was probably the best concert I've ever been to. That was pretty crazy.
Wait, that was not Ozfest, correct?
No, it wasn't. It was like a Merry Mayhem tour. Yeah. It was like four bands. And he was the headliner. He closed out the show, and he was still very, very good. But Rob Zombie put on the craziest show I think I'd ever seen. So I'd probably go Zombie.
I saw Rodrigo, Chapel Roan open for Rodrigo last year.
Olivia Rodrigo and Chapel Roan?
Pretty strong concert.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty strong.
That must have been good.
Pretty good.
Okay.
There were a lot of...
How did you end up there?
A lot of 16-year-olds there. My wife and some friends, we all decided to go to that show. I went there last year to the Garden, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's
the last concert I went to.
I was going
to
say, a couple concerts I saw with my wife would be like Lady Gaga did put on a good show.
Would be great. Gaga I would love to see Gaga.
I saw Billy Joel. Mm. Get a lot of hits. This guy's just like a hit parade.
He is.
He was pretty good.
That's less for me.
Okay.
That's the last. I'm trying to think of other concerts I even like that I went to.
Bruno Mars was pretty awesome.
I would love to see Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I saw Bruno Mars at the Garden.
That's a showman.
Maybe 2019, nice. Around that time. Yeah, no, it was an awesome show.
That's a showman right there.
Absolute showman. And a band with a horn section I'm in.
Yeah, Rodrigo and Roan. I got that's top of my list
that's
right now.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
All right, what else do we have?
Last one. It's the best summer song.
So I have an answer. You tell me if this is a summer song.
I think of it, but go ahead.
I think of it as a summer song.
All right. Well, then that counts.
I don't know if you're going to count it. I think Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus. that is 4th of July.
Yeah, no, that
That's
counts.
A summer song.
Yeah, why wouldn't that count?
Back of the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Flags flying.
Have you ever been in the back of a pickup truck?
I've been in them. Okay. I've never owned a pickup truck, but I've been in the back of a pickup
truck. Making love in the back of a pickup truck. It's like, when have you ever done that?
Well, I think Party in the USA, Miley. That's what I think of.
That's
for the
your
summer.
Song?
Yeah, get the summer going.
Of all the summer songs of all time.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Okay.
Yeah. What's yours?
Steal My Sunshine by Len?
Oh, that's a good one.
That was great. Every time that would pop on, like on TRL in the summer back in like the 90s, hell yeah.
Don't tell me your other one is Summer Girls LFO, because
no,
that's a good
not.
One, actually.
That is a good one.
Now that we think about
this
it.
This was a little sadder.
Oh.
But Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness.
Oh, I don't know if I know that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. It's great. It's one of her big hits.
Okay.
It's one of her excellent hits. So I would say those two. So give me Len. I feel like may have been a one-hit wonder, but that's fine. It was a summer hit.
Yeah.
So it lives on forever.
Ooh, I might want to put Summer Girls at the top of my list. That's a good one.
Summer Girls.
Yeah.
Summer Girls is good, too.
Boys of Summer.
Yeah.
JT Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, that's a good
okay.
one.
Okay.
You're thinking Trolls.
No.
Not yet,
anyway.
That's in Trolls, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Everything's in Trolls.
Yeah.
Sadness.
I don't think I know this.
This is incredible. Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. Wait till like the hook really gets going.
Yeah. Where's the hook?
It's coming.
It's a long walk.
It's the summertime.
Oh, I do know this. Okay, I know this. Okay, you're right. I know this song.
Because every once in a while you're not feeling great.
Yeah.
You know, you're not always all smiles. Every once in a while you're having a sad, so you want to crank that in the car a little bit.
Like the Vitamin C song that came out.
Oh, yeah.
That song came out late 90s, early 2000.
Yeah.
How Bizarre, good one.
How Bizarre.
Summertime, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. I like this, though. Jones, My Sister Rocks Harder Than You. That's true.
Smooth
by Rob Thomas and Santana.
Not a hard rock guy.
Smooth?
Yeah.
Summer Jam.
That is a summer jam. That's a good one.
Ooh, Cool for the Summer, Demi Lovato. That's a good one. Nice.
Cool for the Summer. Yeah, that counts. Why not?
Yeah. Sweet.
Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. Well, it's funny about Trolls is Trolls plays all like real songs, but the Trolls sing them, right? And so,
Your girl Anna Kendrick.
So Cece can't believe that like I know some of the songs. She's like, how do you know this one? I'm like, well, that's a song.
Well,
it's like a 40-year-old song.
I've seen all the Trolls.
They got Crazy Train in there.
Oh, yeah.
They got Rock You Like a Hurricane in there.
I didn't explain to Lucas what happened to Ozzy Osbourne, but I was like, yeah, you know.
He's dead. You didn't tell him that?
He's rocking in the sky.
He is. He's smiling down. Actually, no, he's probably looking up. Right?
That's fair.
I mean,
the Prince of Darkness.
If it's on brand, he should be looking up at
that's
us.
A good point. He shouldn't be celebrating in the sky. That's true. But no, I blew his mind when I was like, you know, Queen Barb's dad? He sings this. He sings Crazy Train.
Sure does.
That's really him.
Yeah, he does.
Really him.
It's a good track, too.
Okay. So those are songs of the summer.
Yeah, just some of them.
In the Friday 4-pack, every Friday on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. 617-779-7937. Brief, and I mean brief, break from the Red Sox. Venting about the trade deadline. Let's get to the Patriots coaching staff and where they fit in. What's the update?
Good one from Dice. Summertime Sadness is the anthem for Alex Cora after another disappointing trade deadline.
It's The new song for the Red Sox.
That is that right. That is their song of the summer for the Red Sox for sure. Let's see where Mike Vrabel fit in with the other coaching staffs in the NFL next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.